USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Less than 48 hours after she gaveled in the votes, making him the third president to be impeached in U.S. history, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi invited Donald Trump to deliver his State of the Union address before a joint session of Congress on February 4th. The three-paragraph letter to the president said she's extending the invitation in the spirit of respecting the Constitution, the document she and Trump have been accusing each other of going against in recent days. White House spokesman Hogan Gidley said Trump has accepted the invitation. One person has been charged in connection with the disappearance of Austin mother Heidi Broussard and her newborn after a body believed to be the woman's was found at a home near Houston.
We did recover an infant female child that we do believe at this time is Margot. Additionally, we recovered the body of an adult female. We do believe that this is Miss Broussard.
A healthy baby was also found at the Houston area residence. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
The nation's defense chief holds his year-end news conference. Chris Barnes reports.
Secretary of Defense Mark Esper saying that he is thankful that the president and lawmakers were able to reach a deal on the $738 billion spending bill. White House officials did help negotiate that year-end budget agreement, which will fund the government through next September. Esper saying it's much, much better than a short-term deal.
Continuing resolutions cause great harm to military readiness and reduce our ability to compete with China and Russia.
Esper also happy that Congress passed the National Defense Authorization Act, which gives a 3.1% raise to active military members. I'm Chris Barnes.
The boyfriend of missing Oklahoma teenager Faith Lindsay has been arrested on first-degree murder charges in connection with her murder, according to the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation. Faith, age 17, was last seen on October 28, 2019. Her case was featured in a Dateline NBC series called Missing in America. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Two Las Vegas men who admitted to running one of the nation's largest illegal television and movie streaming services pled guilty this week and now face money laundering and copyright infringement charges, according to federal officials. iStreamItAll was an online, subscription-based streaming site that allowed users to download TV episodes and movies. The stream's operators, Daryl Polo and Luis Villarino, told the U.S. Justice Department that the service offered access to more than 118,000 television episodes and nearly 11,000 movies, all without consent from the content's copyrighted owners. That's more content than Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, and Vudu combined, according to prosecutors. A Trump supporter took center stage at an Iowa campaign event for 2020 presidential candidate Bernie Sanders, where he stood up and delivered a message to the president.
Uh-oh, he's looking at his phone, I'm in trouble.
Mr. Donald Trump, keep going, man. You're doing a good job. You know what?
I don't agree with anything you say. I voted for you in 2016. I've been to Vietnam and seen what socialism has done.
The man was briefly cut off by boos from the crowd before Sanders urged them to let him finish. The man said he voted for Sanders in the 2016 Democratic primary, but now is fully behind the president. The man, as of yet, is still unidentified as he was escorted out by the police. Thanks for spending your Sunday with us. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.